a business that you are obsessed with, built on the effortless feminine frequency, breaking all the freaking rules, having a lot of fun, and being a match for big money. This is Big Business Energy with Milana Saranok. Hello and welcome back to the Big Business Energy Podcast with your host, me, Milana Saranok. I loved that you have plugged into this episode. I absolutely love it because we're going to get to the core of making sales from your content, because your content should be making you sales, and it should be making you sales every single day. At the very least, if you are still in the earlier stages, your content should be generating hot leads every single day. This means people reaching out in your DMs every single day. Now, you may not always see them convert in the beginning. You may not get every single person saying yes, but the people that are reaching out, one, they should be reaching out daily. And the people that are reaching out should be like dream clients. They should be like a hell yes, ready to go. And the better you get at content, the more you do it, the more authority you build, the more you expand your business, and the more you play this game, the easier and easier those sales get. The quicker people say yes, the less of the no's that you see, and the more and more and more people you get in your DMs. And if this isn't happening now, and you've been hearing me talk about content on this podcast for the last few episodes, but if this isn't happening, there could be a few things going on. And I want you to go back to the last two episodes to really understand if, one, you're making any of those crucial mistakes that I talked about in the episode that's two episodes before this one, where I literally talk about the potential mistakes that your content could be making. And like, if we're doing that, then we're kind of already on the back burner and we're playing catch up. So we want to fix that. So I want you to take a look at that and go, am I making any of these mistakes? Now, if you've seen that and you're like, okay, I'm not making any of these mistakes, then I want you to go to the episode before this one and really understand the three types of content you should be posting, right? And understand what I talked about in that episode in terms of your audience temperature. Now, when we've got that down packed and you understand the strategy, and there is a strategy here, so I'm not going to tell you there isn't, there is something way more important that we have to consider, like 100 billion times more important. Because this strategy and these certain content things that you may understand about buyer temperature and content types and all the stuff is like, I would say 40% of the work, and 60% of the work is actually the level of personal power you hold when it comes to your content. Because how potent and activating and powerful and how high converting your content is truly a direct reflection of the level of personal power that you are holding. And I'm going to explain exactly what I'm talking about. Because here's the thing, we hear people talking about content types, and you may be listening to like the previous podcast episodes about like the potential mistakes that you're making around some of the content. And a lot of people go, okay, there are rules and I'm going to start following those rules. And then they like dive in and they're like, all right, I need to do like 3 educational posts a week, or I just need to post more of carousel posts, or reels are trending right now and I need to do that. Or maybe I need to do brand pillars, or maybe, you know, Milana said I need to increase my leadership content, so I'm going to create more leadership content. And you start doing that and you're like, but wait, I'm not seeing any changes. I'm not seeing any results. And in 1 second, I'm going to tell you exactly why. I can summarize it in literally a sentence. And it's because even though you're following the rules, you are not plugged into your personal power. And when you're not plugged into your personal power, you're creating content from follower energy, and you're not creating content from leader energy. And that's the entire difference. The entire difference. I want you to think about your content, every post that you create, each of the squares on your Instagram grid, each of the videos on your TikTok. I want you to think about each like piece of content, visualize it as an individual piece of content and notice the energy that it is infused with. Every piece of content is infused with an energy, and that energetic signature imprints on that content when you're creating it. When you post it, it's imprinted. And when someone comes across that piece of content, they are absorbing the energetic imprint of the content. So you may be posting the perfect content. You may be posting the perfect type of carousels that are trending. You may be using the best hooks on your TikTok. You may be doing everything right. Maybe you've got your balance of educational and authority and leadership content just right. And you're like, but I don't understand. I'm just not seeing the traction. And it's so simple. And it's very, very clear. And the answer is always, you are creating it from the imprint of follower energy. So when someone comes across that post, they feel that follower energy. They feel that dimming down of the power. They can feel that this is just not the person in their highest level of power. And so you get a lot of people that maybe comment, maybe like it, but they're literally not like, who the hell is this powerful person and how can I literally pay her? And if we want that, we need to be creating content from a leader energy. Now, this isn't anything to do with leadership content, which is a content type. This is an energetic frequency that we infuse our content with. And that energetic frequency is a frequency of, I know what I'm doing. My voice is powerful. I get to say my truth and I feel safe speaking it. I have things to say and people want to hear them. I have lives to change and my work is worthy. That's the frequency that this is infused with. And so when you start to plug into that frequency, that's when we start to fuel a wildfire. That's when we start to get the people being like, okay, I'm in. I don't even care what the details are. I just need to work with this person. That's when we get the people that are not second guessing. That's when we get the people who are seeing an offer on your stories and immediately replying like, yep, this is for me. Because this kind of content activates people to their highest potential. And from that highest potential, think about how someone acts in their highest potential. They don't doubt, they don't hesitate. They move, they plug in, they're like, yes, yes, yes. This is exactly what happens. And so if you want to be creating this type of content, you need to be thinking about what is the energy that you're infusing it with. Are we showing up as a follower and maybe we're copying a lot of content that other people are saying? Maybe our words are sounding similar to other people's. Maybe if they were to land on your coach's page, they're going to go, ooh, this sounds a lot like what that person is saying. Or are we creating content from a place of like, I am awakening a power in my ideal clients with my words. I'm creating content that is literally creating a presence that people cannot scroll by. I'm creating a content that's fueling a movement. When you are plugged into that frequency, when you create content from that space, that's when it pops off. That's when it's magnetic. And I know that you know what I'm talking about because you may go and you may scroll a whole bunch of reels or a whole bunch of TikToks or a whole bunch of posts. And sometimes you land on someone's content and there's just something about it and you can't really put your finger on it. Maybe they don't even have the perfect slides. Maybe you're like, well, their branding's not that fabulous, but something about the way they speak, the way they communicate, the words they're using, the frequency that you feel when you are plugged into their content makes you want to move, makes you want to go, hell yeah, this is the thing. This is something that I desire. And if that is how you want your content to feel, then I need you to prioritize being plugged into your leadership energy. And being plugged into your leadership energy is a decision. It is an intentional frequency that once you understand what that frequency is, you can be plugged into it quite easily. But what it also is removing a lot of the things because that frequency is how you naturally show up. It's not like we need to plug into some frequency that we've never experienced. The truth is, this is naturally who you are at your core. And so most of the work around plugging into this frequency is actually removing all the layers that are masking you being authentically plugged in. It's actually just uncovering and removing things versus doing intentional work to plug into things. And this is the work that I do very deeply in the first couple of modules inside Wildfire Content, which is my signature content creation program. This is the work that people DM me the most about when they take Wildfire Content. They learn about the content types. They understand exactly how to post hot content. They get their strategy down packed. But when they go through these modules, they literally tell me, like, I was breaking down. I was crying. I've just shed layers and layers of beliefs, of things that I didn't even know needed shedding. They tell me they feel lighter. They tell me they feel more empowered. They tell me they never had so much confidence than how they feel after they do this work. And that's just because they're plugging back into their natural energy. It's like coming home. You're like, oh, this feels good. This feels familiar. This is who I actually am underneath all of those layers. And that is what you creating Wildfire Content is. Because it's not about you posting every day. It's not about you posting the perfect things. I don't post on my feed every single day. I do create content every single day, and I do have content going out every single day, but it's not always on my Instagram feed. There is content every day on my TikTok. There is content weekly on this podcast. There is content that goes out to my email list. There is content on my stories. And all of this content takes me like 30 minutes a day max to create. And it's because I understand how to do it strategically. Like, it makes complete sense to me. I know when I need to warm up my audience, the type of content that I need to do. I understand if I want more Hell Yes clients coming through the door, I know exactly what I need to post and what I need to say. But I'm not bound by rules. I'm not like, well, I need to do 2 posts a day. Or I need to do this or that. Like, those are cool things to do, nice to have things to do, but it's not about that. It's about the fact that I've built up a storefront. And so whenever you land on any of my social pages, you land on my podcast, you land on my TikTok, you land on my Instagram, there is a storefront. You have so much you can go and browse through. And of course, you know what happens when you're looking to hire someone. You see one piece of content, you're like, oh, this is interesting. And then you browse, you look at their other content because you want to get a sense of who they are and do they match you. And what I know is that every single piece of content that I put out is infused with the highest frequency of leadership energy. It is infused with a frequency of wildfire. I expect my content to make sales every day. I expect people to land on content and DM me to want to work with me every day. I expect people to buy from just seeing a single piece of content. Like, I infuse my content with that frequency. And this is why I don't feel the pressure to create every single day. I don't worry about if I'm not like consistent on every platform all the time. I'm consistent overall. You'll never catch any of my business areas not having things coming through. You'll never catch me just completely MIA, no social media posts, no TikToks, no podcasts, no emails, nothing. Unless I was taking a sabbatical. That's just not how we roll. And even though there are so many platforms that are happening at once and it sounds overwhelming, it's really not, because there are systems in place, there's strategies in place, and it feels effortless. At this point, it just feels effortless. And if I'm feeling more enticed and excited about one platform, like lately, I've been really loving TikTok. And so I've been on TikTok a lot. I just lean into that. If I'm in my TikTok era, cool, I'm leaning into that, but the same content principles apply. And if I'm in my Instagram feed era, great, I lean into that. And the point is that it gets to work for you across the board. You don't have to be bound by any crazy rules. Once you understand the high-level strategies and once you're plugged into Wildfire Content, it just gets to feel simple. Doesn't mean you won't do anything. You obviously have to be putting content out there, but it's gonna feel good. And that's how we want our business to feel. It should feel peaceful. It should feel like a hot coffee on a Sunday morning in front of the fire, just like cozy and delicious and just like, If that's you and you're like, oh, I wish that was how I felt about content, I want to invite you into Wildfire Content. I'm not sure at the releasing of this episode if it has opened or not, but if it hasn't, keep an eye on my stories and on my emails, because once doors open, there will be an amazing pre-sale for your final chance to buy it at the 2023 prices, because 2024, we're doing a bit of an overhaul and a revamp of pricing overboard, including Wildfire Content. So I'm really excited to get this into your hands by the end of this year. And also, speaking of sales, if you haven't yet, I highly recommend that you keep an eye out for my Black Friday sales, because they are so freaking epic. And they're just going to blow you out of the water if you've desired to be my world and you want to get in on a deal and you've kind of been like eyeing certain things off and you're waiting to see what the sales are. I've put together some of the best offers. Like if you were around for Black Friday last year and you thought what I did was cool, you haven't seen anything yet. Like what we've done this year is so epic, so next level. I think there is 4 or 5, maybe 6 offers in total. They're all different. They range from like very entry level, low cost, I want you to be able to come in on like an insane deal, to some high level offers that are one-on-one, but also an insane deal. And if you know me, you know that for Black Friday, I'm very big on making sure that Black Friday offers are exclusive. So you're not going to catch me selling these things at any other time of the year. They're truly like the pricings and the deals that happen for Black Friday. They're once a year. And it's also what gives me the ability to just do something a bit crazy, because I'm like, well, it's a once a year thing and we're not going to play in this wild, crazy energy again. And so I do go a little bit crazy with the deals, but I think it serves everyone because I get to have fun and you get to really plug into my world on what is an amazing deal. And also, if you are going to be purchasing things for Black Friday and if you are going to be spending money, then you may as well spend at least some of that money on things that are going to make you a return on investment. Like, cool, we may buy some shoes, we may buy some bags, we may buy some things we've been eyeing off, but let's also buy some things that are going to be an investment. If I buy some stocks today, I expect those stocks to make a return on investment. And sure as hell, you bet that I'm going to be waiting around for that investment. And so this is how I view Black Friday. I'm like, there is people that are just spending money and like kind of playing in the matrix, and that's cool. But there is people that are spending money, sure, but they're also investing money. And those are the people getting rich and getting truly wealthy. And that's my desire for you, for me, for all of us. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see you on my socials. Thank you for plugging in, and I will speak to you next week. Have an amazing, amazing day.